If you're a parent or a teacher, you may be familiar with a daily occurrence: sleepy kids who are just not ready to face class. And the students who say it's too early to get up may actually be onto something.
A new study shows that students who start school even an hour later perform better academically, especially older students.
Sam Norris joins us now. He's a graduate student and researcher at Northwestern University. He's the co-author of a study that looks at student achievement and later class times. Sam, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, happy to be here.
Sam, what exactly were you looking for in this study?
Well, you know, we've known for a long time that there might be some sort of relationship between start times and academic performance. And I think that this is something that everyone that's been a student or been a parent can attest to. And so what we wanted to do in this paper is we wanted to look at how important that is at different ages of kids. And the reason why we think that's so important and so interesting is that if we can sketch out how important start times are for academic achievement over the age range of children, we can start to move towards policies like moving start times earlier for older kids and later for older kids and earlier for younger kids, but still keep school starting at the same time on average, which is very important for parents.
And this could be a big deal. We know how difficult it is to make meaningful achievement, meaningful advancements in education and student achievement. So if it could be something, as is relatively simple, we understand there are logistics involved, but if it could be start times move the needle, that would be something that would be pretty significant, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. So what we find in our paper is that for adolescent kids, moving start times an hour later increases achievement in math by about what we call 0.07 standard deviations. Now, that is basically costing nothing. And for a point of reference, when you make school class sizes maybe down from about 25 to about 18, that's improving test scores by about 0.2 standard deviations. But, you know, that costs millions and millions of dollars a year. So this is something that is about a third as good as reducing class sizes, but it's just orders and orders of magnitude cheaper.
Now, you looked at a couple of different time zones in Florida, Central and Eastern, and students who moved from one to the other. Can you tell us how you set your study up?
Right. So, in general, in research, what we want to do is compare people that are similar in all in basically every dimension except what we're interested in, which is school start times in this case. So it might be true that schools that start later are just better schools in a whole bunch of ways that we can observe and that we can't observe. So we didn't want to just compare schools that start later and schools that start earlier and see how children do. What we did instead is we look at the time zone boundary. And we noticed that when kids move over that time zone boundary, there's a very sharp change in how much light before school they receive. And that's just because the sunrise time moves by an hour over the time zone boundary, and the actual school start time is measured by the clock, doesn't. So you get a very sharp change, and you can see how test scores change when kids move right over that boundary. And because light is embedded so deeply into how humans set their circadian rhythm, it's analogous to schools changing the actual clock start time.
So it's the body's internal rhythm, the circadian rhythm, and not so much the clock itself.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that really struck us when we were doing this paper is how deeply embedded these patterns are in the biology. And so we look at how big these effects are for kids of different ages. For girls, we see school start times start to matter at about age 11. And for boys, they start to matter at about age 13. And those are the exact ages when kids are progressing through the precise stage of puberty that's related to the circadian rhythm.
So there's something specific in puberty that makes it a bigger deal when school starts, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this suggests that it's hard to tell kids just to buck up and get with the program, that the changing physiology is just something that you can only work around so much.
We're talking with Sam Norris right now from Northwestern University. He's the co-author of a study that looked at start times in schools and found that a later start time usually means better academic outcomes for students, in particular for older students. And Sam, we know the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends starting high school, for instance, no earlier than 8:30 in the morning. A lot of schools don't do this. Why have school districts been slow to adopt this?
Well, I think that the main barrier is that parents need to get to work on time, and so in order to drop their kids off at school before work, school just gets pushed earlier and earlier. What I think is not quite so sad is the idea that high schools have to start before elementary schools, which is the case in about 50% of the schools that we looked at. And so what we think is that that's a margin that school districts can play with, still allow parents to get to school on time, but actually allow the teenagers in the school district to get a little bit more sleep before school.
And have you heard our school districts who have started to make changes like this, have they heard back from parents who are pushing back against this idea, or do they support it? Because I can imagine if a school starts earlier for little kids, you know, for instance, in the winter in Wisconsin, it may be dark outside when your student is waiting for the bus. So are there other logistics here?
Yeah, so there's a lot of factors to consider. Little kids waiting outside in the dark for the bus, that's a big one. A lot of school districts are concerned about the effects on sports, because they want their students to be able to practice sports after school. I think that there's a pretty wide range of things that this affects. You know, this is, in general, a policy that is really hard to push through unless you get a lot of parent buy-in. And so what we wanted to do here is just quantify the academic benefits of later start times so that parents are able to weigh that off against all the other possible effects.
We're talking to Sam Norris right now from Northwestern University, where he's a researcher, and he's the co-author of a study that looked at start times in schools and found that a later start time usually means better academic outcomes for students.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Are you a teacher or school administrator who finds that tired students aren't performing well? Have you made the case for later start times in your district? If you're a student or a parent, do you think a later start time is a good idea? Do you think it would improve performance? Or are there other obstacles that you think maybe should slow us down on this later start time idea? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation in just a bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation about how academic outcomes could be improved by having classes start later in the day. Sam Norris is with us. He's a graduate student and researcher at Northwestern University, and he recently co-authored a study looking at this issue.
You could join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you think schools, and mainly we're talking about age 11 or 13 and up, especially high school, do you think these schools should start their school day later? Our guest says his research shows that would help academic performance. Are you on board? If you're a parent, a teen yourself, or you work in the schools, what do you think of the idea? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And let's take a caller now. We have Graham joining us in Arlington. Graham, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So first, I'd just like to clarify, this study came from Florida. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, I was wondering if, based on latitude, then your guest might think that there's some correlation with, again, the circadian rhythm, because obviously northern latitudes have greater variation in day length than southern latitudes.
Mm-hmm. Graham, thank you for that question. And Sam, what about that latitude and different degrees of sunlight? I know in Wisconsin in winter, the light can be pretty thin, you know, even in the morning. What do you think about that variable?
Well, that's a great thought. And so, you know, as Graham said, we're looking at Florida, where compared to Wisconsin, there's actually not that much variation in sunlight. So, you know, we haven't actually done the research to support this, but my guess is that in a place like Wisconsin, where you see even earlier sunrises and even later sunrises, I think that school start times are actually going to be slightly more important because kids are really getting slammed in the winter by the early start times.
Graham, thanks a lot for that question. Appreciate it. And we're going to go next to Kristen in Wanakee. Kristen, hello.
Hi. I think this is a great idea. The school district that my kids attended, or still attend, the elementary school starts before the high school, and the elementary school drop-off starts at 7:30 with classes beginning at 7:45. So mom and dad can drop off on their way to work and still make it into work by about 8 o'clock. And the high school, it starts at 8:15, 8:20, so it's not quite as late as I would like it personally. But the brilliant thing for the late start in the high school is that the high school drivers, who are newer and inexperienced, are on the road after the elementary schoolers are already in their seats in their classrooms. So in addition to it, I think being great from an academic standpoint, it's fantastic from just a safety standpoint of all of the students involved.
Kristen, interesting for that observation. Sam, what about that safety issue?
You know, I think that with school start times in general, safety is a huge issue. And this is like a great example of a way that moving the high school drivers off the road earlier is potentially going to improve safety for the elementary school students.
We're talking right now about later school start times. If you're a parent, if you're a teacher, is this something that you think is going to help your child, your student, to get to school, especially in middle school and high school, a little bit later, to have a little more sunlight helping get the circadian rhythm synced up and maybe better outcomes in school? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Sam, is there an optimum time that you came up with? We know the American Academy of Pediatrics says no earlier than 8:30, but if you could write the laws, when would high school, for instance, start?
Well, you know, it's hard to say based on what we've done. It looks like at all the start times that we're looking at, which kind of run the range from 7:30 to 8:30, that later is better. So I think that from where we're at, I think that, you know, we don't really know what the optimum is. We know that probably it should be a little bit later, but I think we're actually going to have to get there to learn anything about how much further we should go.
It's interesting. I mean, if I think back to being in high school, on weekends, I probably slept till about noon, but I don't think that means that high school should go from noon until 8 o'clock at night. But, I mean, should we be thinking about pushing the envelope a little more?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, another interesting thing related to the start times is that one of the things we found in the paper is that this this thing that teens do where they catch up on sleep on the weekend is much more pronounced in areas where the start times for the schools are a little bit earlier. Mm. And so I think this is, you know, more evidence pushing on the start times being too early for the teens, and they get more and more tired over the week, and then they try and make it up during the weekend.
Interesting. So it could be that teenage sleeping that we think of as being such a hallmark of being a teenager is also the product of an early start time.
Absolutely.
Take another call. David is with us from Ironwood, Michigan. David, hello.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I'm just curious, has there any research been done on workers starting later, if that would improve their productivity?
Ah, David, good point there. Should workers begin later as well if they have maybe some latitude within their place of employment to come in a little later? Is that to everybody's benefit?
So I think that probably it's the most important for teenagers. That biologically, that's the point in our lives when we're the most sensitive to sunlight and when our sleep schedules are shifted the latest. But there's a lot of good research that's also about the productivity angle. There's a paper by Matt Gibson and Jeff Schrader that shows that it's actually using the same device, looking at time zones, that areas that are in or areas where the sunrise is early relative to when work starts, the wages are actually higher, productivity seems to be higher. And so I think that this is evidence that, yeah, even for adults, more sleep is going to lead to better productivity.
And let's take one more quick call from Anne Marie in Waukesha. Anne Marie, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say real quick, I've attended 10 schools since kindergarten, most of which were in Florida, and I've worked with middle and high school students, and I just fear that if school starts later and thus ends later, it'll ruin the schedule of students getting off of school, having time to get their homework done before supper, and then having family time or anything like that afterwards.
Right. Great thoughts, Anne-Marie. Appreciate that. And Sam, we could possibly be talking about the disruption of time-honored patterns. You get home from school, you have time to chill out, you start your homework, maybe you see your family or you get some exercise. If school starts later, all of a sudden, the end of the day gets a little more squished, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is all about trade-offs. And there are certainly costs to pushing school later. You know, there's sports, there's just the way that people are planning on organizing their day. And I think that it's not immediately obvious that we should sacrifice all that for academic achievement. But I think that what we've shown is that the academic gains are actually relatively high. And so that's something that I think at least we should be thinking about.
And Sam, that's a great place to leave it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're talking there with Sam Norris, graduate student at Northwestern University in the School of Economics. He was with us to discuss a study that he co-authored, which found that starting school later in the day led to better academic outcomes, especially for teenagers. And you can let us know what you think about this idea. Would you be up for doing that, moving that start time later, especially for older kids? Let us know on the Central Time Facebook page.